Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Duke Health, offering food, medication delivery, and transportation to communities hardest hit by COVID-19. It's all through a special partnership with North Carolina agencies and 16 community-based organizations. Learn more about Duke's COVID-19 response at dukehealth.org.
This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Will Michaels. If you've ever been to the Outer Banks, you've likely driven across the bridge over Oregon Inlet. The 3-mile-long Basnight Bridge opened in 2019, and for 55 years before that, there was the Bonner Bridge. Connecting the northern and southern parts of the Outer Banks is vital for the residents of Hatteras Island. It brings power and water, it's the main evacuation route during a storm, and it allows access to the hundreds of thousands of tourists searching for a windswept beach every summer. So it's hard to imagine that there was ever a time when this may have been true.
It seems to me that it was entirely possible that no bridge ever would have been built.
In 2007, historian Cameron Binkley was working for the National Park Service in Atlanta.
So every day I would ride Atlanta traffic, get to the subway stop into the headquarters building, and I would be writing about the national parks, various parks, and wonder when I would actually get to work at a park.
Cameron's job was to document the history of the national parks in the Southeast. Most of it he could do from his office. But then he was assigned a report on Cape Hatteras National Seashore on North Carolina's Outer Banks. And just one time, he got to ride in the park plane.
The park plane, which was one of these drug-running plane that had been seized by the government and eventually transferred to the National Park Service. Always, you know, an underfunded agency. That was the plane we had. It developed some mechanical problems. And then shortly after that, the pilot, and there was only one, he developed some mechanical trouble with his heart and was grounded. So they just got rid of the plane.
Between that nail-biting flight and plenty of other research, Cameron wrote a 264-page report on Cape Hatteras National Seashore. But what does the National Park Service have to do with building a bridge? That story arguably starts more than 100 years before crews ever mixed the first batch of concrete. This video from the State Department of Transportation sums it up.
When a hurricane ripped through Body Island in 1846, a new inlet was born. Named for the ship that first found it, the Oregon Inlet severed the connection between Hatteras Island, its residents, and the mainland.
Now, from the mid-19th century to the early 20th century, there weren't many people living on the Outer Banks, and even fewer wanted to visit. But nearly 100 years after that hurricane opened up Oregon Inlet, this mostly pristine piece of land caught the eye of the National Park Service.
The Park Service intelligently realized in the 1930s that if it was going to survive as an institution, it needed to be bigger than just the great parks in the West. And it seized the opportunity to move east.
That included military parks, historic sites, and this new craze called recreational activities.
The seashore areas that were less landscape, more people want to fish and swim and stuff like that. And so that's how you get the Park Service into the Outer Banks.
So, Congress authorizes the creation of Cape Hatteras National Seashore in the 1930s. Then there's some political maneuvering, fights over controversial no-hunting rules, doing some exploring for oil and finding no oil, paving a road on the island, and it finally opens up in the 1950s. Investors roll in and build motels and restaurants. And by then, everyone wants to go.
The private ferries weren't able to keep up with the demand.
In fact, so many people wanted to go that some were getting stranded for days on either side of Oregon Inlet. There's a photo in Cameron's report of Packards, Plymouths, and Chevys backed up for miles.
So we're going to have to create haphazard camping areas, which is not part of our management plan, which means that you're threatening to degrade the resource there because you have too many people in an area that it wasn't really designed for. Eventually, they just realized we need to build a bridge.
Enter North Carolina Congressman Herbert C. Bonner. As Cameron says, Bonner understood that a bridge was in the long-term interests of those investors who had already put their money in Hatteras.
If you want the bankers to survive and the villages to continue operating, they're not going to be able to do it with the economic basis that they had in the past. So this will allow them to create a new way of a livelihood, which is based on tourism instead of the more traditional type of lifestyle. You know, there were stories of folks trying to, you know, there were a lot of shipwrecks off of Diamond Shoals, Hatteras Island over the years. And some folks accused some other folks in the banks maybe of trying to facilitate shipwrecks because there was money to be made in salvage. And the bankers certainly did make money in salvaging shipwrecks. That was part of the way of life down there too for a while.
So Bonner helped make the deal that would make the bridge. The Department of the Interior would pay $500,000 toward the overall cost as long as North Carolina would maintain it as part of the state highway system. A year later, the bridge was done, and without any arguments, it was named after Herbert C. Bonner.
Thank you very much.
On a rainy spring day in 2019, Governor Roy Cooper was on the Outer Banks helping dedicate the newly built Mark Basnight Bridge over the Oregon Inlet.
This is the perfect day for this. The perfect day. Because it shows the resiliency and the determination of the people of the Outer Banks. Little rain, little wind doesn't hurt people out here.
The new bridge cost $250 million. This time, the Park Service didn't need to chip in, but maybe in a sign of how important the bridge is, Dave Halleck was there too. He's the superintendent of Cape Hatteras National Seashore.
This bridge represents the gateway to Hatteras Island, Ocracoke Island, most of Cape Hatteras National Seashore, and Pea Island National Wildlife Refuge. Folks, these are the jewels of Dare and Hyde counties and the Department of Interior. The Department of Transportation connects people, places, communities, and families. And I can tell you very confidently, they are the best friends that Cape Hatteras National Seashore has ever had.
That's it for this episode of Tested. I'm Will Michaels.